from the amazing mind of Greg Berlanti, the creative force behind superhero smash hits Arrow and The Flash, comes television's next epic series, DC's Legends of Tomorrow.
I started this alone and had every intention of keeping it that way. But sometimes the world needs a team.
The most anticipated new series begins.
You aren't just heroes. You're legends.
DC's Legends of Tomorrow. Series premiere tonight on the CW.
Hyundai is now the official car of the NFL, and three big reasons why are the Sonata, Elantra, and Santa Fe Sport. The 2015 Sonata was named an Edmunds.com top-rated vehicle and offers class-exclusive amenities like an available hands-free smart trunk and advanced safety features like lane departure warning. Not to be outdone, the Elantra is the compact that's packed with an available 7-inch touchscreen nav, rear-view camera, and remote start right from your phone. And the Santa Fe Sport? It's been named a 10 best SUV under 25K by Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com 3 years in a row. Want more for your scouting report? All three vehicles received 5-star overall safety ratings from the NHTSA. And every Hyundai is backed by Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Lease the 2016 Elantra for $141 a month for 36 months with $2,841 due at signing. Or get 0% APR for 6 years. Visit your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Little Caesar's premium Detroit-style deep dish pizza with more cheese and pepperoni is our most premium pizza experience. And now, it's even more premium. Just call 1-855-TALK-DEEP and we'll compliment you while you eat it. This premium treatment isn't just for eccentric billionaires. It's for you, with your shiny hair and very kind eyes. That one's on us. Pick up our premium deep dish pizza for just $8 and call 1-855-TALK-DEEP. Hot and ready 4 to 8. Or order anytime, you cool rebel. Only at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon. It's 4:02 for the Score Update Studio shakeup in Cleveland, where the Cavaliers have reportedly fired head coach David Blatt, who led the team to the NBA Finals in his first season and was 83-40 overall, including 30-11 this season, the best record in the East. And guys, Elias Sports says Blatt is the first coach to be fired with the best record in his conference in NBA history. They broke off into conferences in 1970. Yahoo Sports reports that assistant Tyronn Lue has taken over as the Cavaliers head coach. Lue's first game will be tomorrow night against the Bulls in Cleveland. The Bulls in Boston tonight looking to bounce back after an ugly loss to Golden State the other night. No Kirk Heinrich in this one. He's still dealing with a quad contusion. Officially, Jimmy Butler probable with an illness. illness. He missed the shoot-around this morning. The Bulls say he's a game-time decision. Elsewhere, Steve Kerr ready to coach again. He'll be on the bench tonight when Golden State plays host to Indiana. Kerr missed 43 games after complications from back surgery. The Warriors won 39 of those games. Hockey Blackhawks in Florida a day after losing to Tampa, which ended the Hawks' franchise record 12-game winning streak. The Hawks lead the Central by 3 points over Dallas. Prior to the Hawks' winning streak, the Stars led by 13 points. The winter storm on the East Coast changing schedules around in hockey. Anaheim's game at Washington tonight postponed. In basketball, Washington's home game against Utah tomorrow has been called off. Also, Boston's game in Philadelphia tomorrow has been moved to Sunday. Football, former Bears defensive end Jared Allen wanted to play for Carolina Sunday despite a fractured foot, but head coach Ron Rivera says no. Allen out for the NFC Championship game. The Patriots are listing 16 players as questionable for Sunday, including Gronk, Edelman, and Chandler Jones. Seahawks GM John Schneider saying Marshawn Lynch is leaning toward retirement. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Zing Zang, not just another Bloody Mary mix. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, where you always save a fistful of dollars. I'm Zach Zaidman. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
Fun is winning. Winning is fun.
It's time for Dumb Argument, or Arguments You've Had That Are Dumb.
Jeremy Lin or Jordan? Gun to your head at the same age. Who are you taking?
Michael Jordan.
Oh, come on, Les.
Michael Jordan.
Don't like it.
You're an idiot.
I'm Italian. I like to argue.
Scusi. Babbitt a boopy.
What are you, stupid?
Les, what does it have to do with it?
It has everything to do with it.
That's what you hang your head on because you're a dumbass.
Every damn week, Doug. It doesn't matter.
Ed, but
and
I just,
the only time
I, what
is
I
if
want
you play
to see,
a good
Ed,
team, I don't care.
Give me something.
We play
in
a good team,
team
and we're very, then you'll finally see him stretch the field.
Maybe, but the point is,
I don't
I
give a
see
damn.
Tempo.
I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna knock your lungs so far you're gonna have to take off your hat.
Dumb Argument, only on the Boars and Bernstein Show on Friday Fung.
All right, let's do it. It's 4:06. Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And we will begin with Eric in Valpo on Sports Radio 670. What you got, Eric?
Afternoon, man. 23 years I've been married to my wife. And our first 7 years, we had a home in Hobart, where our argument was about the correct way of hanging up bath towels. Mine was you fold it over twice and hang over so you can put two towels on the towel rack. She would just lay layer upon layer upon layer on, thus the towels never being dry, always wet. Wake up next morning, grab a towel. Once you get out, it's wet. This goes on for 7 years. New house here in Valpo. I decide, once to her, I build her that in every three bathrooms, every bathroom is to have hooks, no towel racks. So when we buy the house and we go and they put in all the lighting and all that, she comes walking in and goes, what are these? Hooks down with the towel. To 3 years ago when my kids, or one of the kids, I take the front bathroom. She takes the second one in the bedroom. First thing she does that weekend, takes off the hook, puts a towel rack up. It never ends to this day, 23 years.
See, that she's just wrong.
That she's persistent.
Right.
I like persistent, even if it's wrong.
Here's one from the wife's side of things. Linda says, 10 years ago, I accidentally threw out my husband's beloved set of grilling tools. We love to grill, and this particular set of tools was well-worn, seasoned, hundreds of steaks and chicken legs and salmon fillets over the years. At the same time this happened, we were cleaning out our garage. I found the grilling tools resting in a small black garbage can we keep in the garage. These tools had seen better days. I assumed my husband wanted to get rid of them, so I took them out to the trash the next morning. The following weekend, we're getting ready to grill, and my husband came into the house and said, where are my grilling tools? I said, I'm not sure. Did you buy new ones? He said, no, I don't need new ones. They were in the garage. I was storing them in that black garbage can while we were cleaning out stuff.
Uh-oh.
And I said, oh, I threw them out since they were in the garbage. And he said, what? Well, the argument that ensued is legendary, with him asking repeatedly how I could possibly have thought those tools were to be thrown away, and me responding that I thought they were garbage because they were in a garbage can. And I further offer the object is not a storage can. It's a garbage can. It is used to dispose of objects you no longer want in your possession. Should I have asked my husband to be sure before I took him to the curb? Probably. Should he have told me he was storing them while we were cleaning out the garage? Probably. To this day, if we enter the garage with an object or dirty shoes or something we place in the garbage can for a moment, we are sure to tell the other person, I'm just setting these here. I want these. Do not throw this object away. Lamont, here's general soreness on the score.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
In the mid-90s, I was probably in my late teens, early 20s, still lived with my parents, was floundering a little bit. That was kind of like my house. My parents were kind of lenient, so we were able to kind of hang out there with me and all my stoner friends and kind of hang out and drink and do whatever we wanted, really. And my father was kind of an eccentric guy. His name's Richard Charles, and my friends and I affectionately nicknamed him Dick Chuck, the shortest. And we would just hang out there all the time. One day, me and my friend Pete are hanging out on a Friday morning, and Dick Chuck walks into the room for some reason. He was having a problem with the coffee maker, exclaimed, F this coffee maker, and slammed it on the ground. So we walked out of the room. Obviously, we thought that was hilarious. Later that night, as all the friends and I are hanging in the garage drinking, and my friend Pete is recounting the story to all my friends, he's telling how Pete, how Dick came to the room, slammed the coffee maker down, and he says, he exclaimed, damn this coffee maker to hell. Well, I knew that wasn't right because I knew my father would never say those words. He would F this and F that for everything. And we argued for 2 hours in front of everyone at the party on whether or not he said F this coffee maker or damn this coffee maker to hell. Finally, everyone got tired of it, left the party. We still argued for another hour after that.
Everybody's tired of it again, General Soreness. Thank you. Yes, I do believe they were tired of it.
Yep. I do, too. I do, too.
The randomness of some of these. Ex-NIU guy says, 35 years ago, I was at my girlfriend's apartment with a group of people. We're listening to the radio, and a song came on the radio called Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town. I don't know if I know that song.
Mm-hmm.
One of the girls commented that she really loved the song, and her boyfriend went ballistic. He told her she had no right to like that song, that it was about a paralyzed veteran whose wife named Ruby was going out at night to cheat on him. And she said, well, I still like the song. And he argued more, and she said, well, it used to be a top 10 song, so a lot of people liked it. And he went insane, yeah, and we were unable to calm him down, and he finally just left, and they never saw each other again, even though they'd been dating for over 3 years.
Yeah, don't take your love to town. That's true. All's true.
Why was he so mad?
I don't think it was explaining. You just don't take your love to town.
Pauly in Peoria, you're on the score.
Hey, guys, love the show. I was dating a young lady a few years ago, and we were on a road trip, and somehow got on the topic of waves. And she insisted that waves were caused by boats. And I tried to explain to her that, no, waves are actually caused by wind. Boats do create what's known as a wake, which eventually dissipates, but it's not really a wave. She said, no. Like when you go to the coast and you see those big waves, that's caused by boats out in the ocean. And I couldn't convince her that waves were caused by wind. She wouldn't believe me. At which point we ended the conversation. I broke up with her a couple of weeks later.
That's a good move, I think.
Yeah, we used to have a phrase for that, but we can't do that anymore.
No, we're not allowed to say that.
That's a different anymore. That's a different bit.
In Rockford, here's Brad on WSCR.
Hey, fellas, how are you doing this afternoon?
We're fine.
Great.
All right. So back in high school, we were sitting in social studies class, and beforehand, my fellas and I were talking about how we'd like to take a road trip up to Alaska one time just to go fishing and hang out and go see the wilderness and whatnot. And all of a sudden, this girl in our class piped up and said, you can't drive to Alaska. We went, why not? And she stated, because it's all the way down by Hawaii. Haven't you guys ever looked at a map?
No.
And we're like, what are you talking about? It's down by Hawaii. So she proceeded to open up the map at the front of the class and point it down, and it said, look, it's down by Hawaii. You can't drive there unless you want to drive across the ocean. We didn't have the heart to tell her that, yeah, you can, because you have to go to Canada. Not many people go to Alaska to sunbathe and hang out at the pool. So
Boy, again, that's the other bit.
Canuck Boy says, my wife and I had a 15-minute argument in bed over whether the store is called PetSmart or PetSmart. Once we both agreed we should look it up on our phones, we then had a secondary 5-minute argument over who should actually have to look it up. She said, I should look it up because I was wrong. And after we realized we were discussing this for 20 minutes, she got up to get something to drink while I had agreed to look it up. And by the time she got back, I was asleep.
Nice.
Wise choice.
Yes, I think you did exactly the right thing. That's a veteran move.
That's over, yeah.
Yeah, Turbo is an Elgin, and he's on the score. What's happening, Turbo?
Hey, what's up, guys? So my dad and I got into an argument. I think originally it was about, like fishing, but, like, it slowly deteriorated into, like, we started arguing. My dad said that he had saw a cheetah, that he had saw Devin Hester beat a cheetah in a race. And then I told my dad, I believe you saw Devin Hester beat a cheetah in a race. And then he went ballistic, and then he finally pulled up the YouTube video where, of course, we saw the race of the Devin Hester being a cheetah in the race. But it was the dumbest argument, dumbest 45 minutes of my life.
45 minutes? What? That's way too long on that. Rick writes to say, a few years back, I wanted to wash my car, but it was going to rain. My friend said he didn't understand why I won't get my car washed because it was going to rain. And I said, well, the rain would leave spots on my freshly washed car. And my friend denied this would happen. I tried explaining to him. I said, it's a waste of money. So that's why there are dryers and people wipe the water off their cars with towels. Uh-huh. And my friend refused this and still didn't understand why I wouldn't wash my car even though it was going to rain. And I got mad, and I left. This is an ongoing argument between us. It's been over 5 years. Mount Prospect, Ryan, you're on the score.
Back when I was 18 and probably had the stupidest arguments ever, my wife at that point. But my point is my very Caucasian grandfather, just like myself, my friend and I got in an intense debate that lasted for 2 hours and ended up with us almost fighting about whether or not that was possible because Bill Cartwright is African-American, to the point where we put pictures up, where we were comparing pictures and arguing, and I can't think.
Wait, African-American as opposed to what?
Yes, we are.
Well, no, I'm saying he, I don't know why. I mean, he's 17 years old, you know, went to a, you know, all Caucasian high school. We weren't exactly enlightened at that point in our lives.
But I'm saying, what was the counter argument to Bill Cartwright being black?
Oh, well, I said, his nose looks exactly.
But what was the counter argument?
Yeah,
the other side of that argument? That he's white?
It was like to my friends, like, it's not possible that he is because he's white and your grandpa's short and fat and they don't look anything alike. You know, look at his nose.
All right, I'm too confused to continue.
Right. What the hell's going on out here?
We'll do Brain Dead next Friday.
I'm just too confused to continue that one. Wow. Amadeus in Des Plaines will rock us on the score.
Hey, buddy. Hey, Terry.
Yep.
You know the worst thing about that Cleveland coach getting fired? You don't get to say David Blatt anymore.
I will, though.
With Blatt. My argument is kind of dumb because there's no way to prove it. In 1997, took my boys to see the Star Wars movie. It was recently remade. And after the movie, I started a little discussion. I said, in a fist fight, who wins? Darth Vader without the Force or Ricardo Montalban as the Wrath of Khan? I said Khan because and my son said, nope, it's Vader. And then when the new movie came out, the new Star Wars movie came out with the bad Vader looking dude, I said, Ricardo Montalban still kicks his ass.
And to this day, I just say, Ricardo Montalban kicks anybody's ass.
Well, only as Khan, though, not as like Mr. Rourke or doing a Chrysler commercial. Khan had those big pecs, right? Did Montalban insist were his own that weren't like implants or a fake chest? I always thought it was a big fake chest he was wearing.
He's all real all day.
And how do you punch Darth Vader without hurting your hand?
Ricardo Montalban.
He's covered in armor. I mean, doesn't that hurt? Doesn't it matter that he's covered in armor and he's 7 feet tall?
Not to Ricardo.
How tall is Ricardo Montalban?
6'8".
No, he's not. You're confusing him with Oscar Schmidt. No, he's... But yeah, David Prowse, the actor that played Vader's like 7 feet tall. We're Boars and Bernstein.
A little loose.
Dumb arguments, as if you couldn't tell. That's what we're doing on the score.
Fung is winning. Winning is Fung.
And Hanley here. Right now, you are listening to Boars and Bernstein.
When it's time to start your day, do it with us.
That's right. We're live at 5, talking about Chicago's hottest sports stories.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We wake up early just for you, Chicago.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. This is incredible news. The Toronto International Film Festival, as part of their All-Star Game weekend festivities, is holding a live reading of Space Jam. And according to their website, the show will include, quote, an exciting lineup of talent from the sports and entertainment world, end quote. You know it. Think about that movie. 45, Charles Barkley. They could probably get Muggsy Bogues, Sean Bradley, and most of all, me. Who's going to play Jim Rome but Jim Rome? For some reason, though, my phone is not ringing. What, I can't do now what I could then? Trust me, I can. But can Jordan? Can Bill Murray? I don't think so. I can still do now what I did then, and best of all, I come cheap. The Space Jam reading will be bigger than that dog tire dunk contest and three-point shootout. I'm Jim Rome.
Critics are calling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert ambitiously creative.
I love it, I love it.
Incredibly smart.
Yes!
A winning ticket. Woo! Truly bold television.
You got me.
And the coolest show in late night.
Y'all ready to do this thing?
Find out what all the buzz is about. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, CBS weeknights, or stream it live or on demand.
The hat has spoken!
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
All right, the best weekend in football coming up, Carson versus Cam. I'm looking forward to that one. And then two of the best ever with Brady meeting Manning. Who do you like going to the big game? Hey there, football friends. It's Matt Abaticola. You know, it's not too early to get excited for the game, and Comcast is here to help you. Right now on the NFL Network on Xfinity, you can watch 30-minute recaps of every Super Bowl ever played. So last night, I sat down in front of the TV, and I thought, what highlights can I watch from which Super Bowls? And I thought, why not watch all four Minnesota Vikings losses in the Super Bowls? So I went back to starting with Super Bowl IV. They lost to Kansas City 23-7. And then in Super Bowl VIII, they lost to Miami 24-7. And then in Super Bowl IX, back-to-back appearances for the Vikings. They lose to Pittsburgh 16-6. And then, lastly, in Super Bowl XI, they lost to Oakland 32-14. And one of my favorite backup quarterbacks ever, Bob Lee, one of my favorites. He was 7 of 9, 81 yards with a touchdown, but didn't have enough to come back and beat Oakland as they lost 32-14. Now, you know, the week of the big game on Xfinity, you'll get over 100 hours of coverage heading into Super Bowl 50. And what more do you need? Well, what you need to do is you need to switch to Xfinity right now and get NFL Network on and every Super Bowl on demand when you switch to the HD Premier XF Triple Play, or get started with the X1 Starter Double Play for just $89.99 a month for 2 full years. The offer does end 3/31/16, but don't delay. You don't want to miss out on this great opportunity leading up to Super Bowl 50. Call today right now to Xfinity at 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com.
From the amazing mind of Greg Berlanti, the creative force behind superhero smash hits Arrow and The Flash, comes television's next epic series, DC's Legends of Tomorrow.
I started this alone and I had every intention of keeping it that way. But sometimes the world needs a team.
The most anticipated new series begins.
You aren't just heroes. You're legends.
DC's Legends of Tomorrow, series premiere tonight on the CW.
Hyundai is now the official car of the NFL, and three big reasons why are the Sonata, Elantra, and Santa Fe Sport. The 2015 Sonata was named an Edmunds.com top-rated vehicle and offers class-exclusive amenities like an available hands-free smart trunk and advanced safety features like lane departure warning. Not to be outdone, the Elantra is the compact that's packed with an available 7-inch touchscreen nav, rear-view camera, and remote start right from your phone. And the Santa Fe Sport? It's been named a 10 best SUV under 25K by Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com 3 years in a row. Want more for your scouting report? All three vehicles received 5-star overall safety ratings from the NHTSA. And every Hyundai is backed by Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Lease the 2016 Elantra for $141 a month for 36 months with $2,841 due at signing. Or get 0% APR for 6 years. Visit your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Sports.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Fun is winning. Winning is fun.
And that's what we're doing, dumb arguments. We've done this any number of times over the years on Boris and Bernstein, and I'll tell you this, I don't think I've ever been more lost than I am now.
Always delivers. Washington, D.C. will be our next stop. Hey, are you actually in Washington, John?
I am.
You're going to be there for a while. I hear it's pretty nasty. Is it as bad as everybody's saying?
They've closed the grocery stores. They have closed all public transportation for the weekend. Like, it's basically, you chill at your house until Monday. If we're lucky, they'll have a dugout by then.
As long as you have toilet paper and booze, I think you're all right.
Yeah, that's the plan. So my wife and I, since we met, have had this fundamental disagreement and fundamentally stupid disagreement over what you do with the lid of the spaghetti pot after you've boiled the water. She believes that you have to wash this lid, even though it's not been exposed to anything except for boiling water. And I believe that you should not. And we have not been able to resolve this in the last 3 years.
That's very interesting because I kind of cheat on that too. I think you should wash it, but I don't. Most of the time, I don't even use a lid when I'm boiling pasta water. But in those situations where a lid is just steamed, I just rinse it off and put it in the rack.
I just rinse it with really hot water, which is kind of counterproductive considering that's what just happened.
Yeah, but that was steam that had starch in it. That's the difference. So, I mean, I like that one, though. In Dixon, here's Brent. He's on the score.
Okay.
Brent?
No. Okay, we're going to move along.
Swallowed his phone.
To Jim in West Chicago. Hello, Jim.
Hey, okay, so this dumb argument dates back about 20 years, and it's still hotly debated today. And the argument is whether or not an independent contractor who is using a particular tool, whether or not that tool acted more as a drill or acted more as a sawzall. And I should point out that the job that was in question involved a bachelor party, and the independent contractor was an entertainer.
What?
See what I mean about Lost?
Yeah, I don't know what he's... Whatever. Q on the north side, you're on the score.
Happy Friday, you heathens.
Hello.
Hello. I've got a... So I need a ruling on this one, because this actually just happened this morning and involves you two. Kind of. All right, so I'm giving my buddy a ride. We're going to grab some lunch, and a Boomer Esiason Sports Minute comes up. And basically what Boomer says in the Sports Minute is he likes the Patriots over the Broncos by 10 points normally. But because they're at Denver, he likes it to be a closer contest, say 24-20. My buddy goes, there you go. There's your who you're crapping. I go, what are you talking about? He said, well, he just said that it would be closer than 10 points, but he just said that it would be 24 to 20 points difference. I go, that's not at all what he meant. And at best, that's not a verbal act of hypocrisy. It's a misspeak. And he goes, well, then I don't get the bit. And I go, well, I don't think half the callers do either, including me.
Thank you, Q.
And then there was Chicago's Dan Hampton, the Manimal.
I'll do a few more before Dan Durkin.
Yep.
Scoreboard update.
4:30 for the score update studio. Stunner in Cleveland, where the 30-11 Cavaliers have fired head coach David Blatt in advance of tomorrow night's game against the Bulls. Elias Sports says Blatt is the first coach in NBA history to be fired with his team having the best record in the conference. Yahoo Sports reporting assistant Tyronn Lue taking over as the Cavaliers' new head coach. Blatt was 83-40 during his time in Cleveland.
83.
Yeah, and he led an injury-plagued Cavs team to last year's NBA Finals. Blatt releasing a statement saying, quote, I am proud of what we have accomplished since I've been the head coach and wish the Cavaliers nothing but the best this season and beyond. The Bulls have a game tonight. They're in Boston. No Kirk Heinrich. He didn't make the trip. Quad contusion. Jimmy Butler probable with what the Bulls are calling an illness. He missed the shoot-around this morning. Elsewhere, Golden State has its championship coach back on the bench. Steve Kerr has returned. First game tonight against Indiana. Kerr missed 43 games. Complications from back surgery. The Warriors went 39-4 without him. Hockey, the Blackhawks in Florida looking to start a new streak after their franchise record 12-gamer ended yesterday in Tampa. During the streak, the Hawks outscored opponents 47-22. They scored the first goal of the game 12 times, and most importantly, the Hawks took the lead in the Central. They have a 3-point advantage over Dallas. The winter storm on the East Coast postponing tonight's Ducks-Capitals game in Washington. In basketball, the Wizards game against the Jazz tomorrow in D.C. has been postponed, and Boston's game in Philadelphia tomorrow has been moved to Sunday. Football ex-Bear Jared Allen out for Carolina Sunday, a fractured foot. 16 Patriots listed as questionable for Sunday, including some of their big names like Gronk, Edelman, and Chandler Jones. And in baseball, Mets captain David Wright calling on the team to re-sign free agent slugger Yoenis Cespedes. Wright blasting reports saying Cespedes was a bad teammate, telling the New York Daily News, quote, I will put my name behind the statement that Yo was a good teammate on the field and a great teammate off the field, and I hope we find a way to bring him back. Walgreens is just around the corner with essentials like milk, paper towels, and toothpaste. And with short lines and easy parking, you can get in and out fast. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy. I'm Zach Zaidman. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
All right, a few more
dumb arguments before we get to our guy Dan Durkin breaking it down for us.
Mike in Madison, welcome to the Score.
Yeah, and just as a side note, I do the same thing with a pizza cutter. I just turn the hot water on and wipe that thing off and put it back in the drawer. I'm sure my roommate doesn't appreciate it, but I don't even know if he knows. But my big argument was forever, buddy told me that David Coverdale, formerly of Whitesnake and Coverdale Page, was the singer for Deep Purple at one time. And, of course, being the young music head that I was, there was just no way that was possible. When I eventually got to high school, I think this started in eighth grade. When I got to high school, I found that information in, like, the history or, like, the Encyclopedia of Rock, that for, like, a two-year span, David Coverdale was the singer for Deep Purple, mm-hmm. at least for live purposes. I promptly stole the book from the library, so my best friend could never find it. He did find in my locker and busted me probably like a week or two after that. So, yeah, that was a really stupid argument.
Indeed. Thank you.
Not only that, that was dumb arguments, tales of laziness. And also, am I a bad guy?
And theft, yeah. Right. That was all of it. That was every Borzoi
segment.
And the pizza cutter has food on it. That doesn't count. Just saying that you don't wash something because you don't want to wash it is different than a debate over the lid from boiling pasta water that only has steam on it.
But I mean, if you take the time to run hot water over it and wipe the pizza sauce off, then throw some soap on it and hand wash it. What do you, I mean,
yeah, you're already kind of cleaning
right,
it.
You're right.
You're there doing
throw
it.
Throw the soap on it.
Well, I clean it. I don't use the right kind of soap on it.
So next Friday, we're going to have to do that. It's your tales of laziness, dumb arguments, and am I a bad guy, all wrapped into one.
And daredevil or dumbass, right. We can get them all knocked out. Ken in Naperville, hi, you're on the Score, Ken.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
All right.
So this goes back about 25 years in college. After a night of being out and having a good time, we go back to our friend's apartment. I used the washroom. They were out of toilet paper, so I replaced the toilet paper roll. And I typically replace it with the toilet paper coming out of the bottom. The person who lived there went in after me, came out screaming at who replaced the toilet paper roll the wrong way. He proceeded to try to tell me the correct way is to have it so the roll comes off the top of the paper. So we got into an argument for about 10 minutes. He took off the roll, put it back his way, and tried to demonstrate how it comes off easier, at which point I decided to put it back the other way and demonstrate how it comes off easier underneath. He then proceeded to tell me that, well, this is the way my grandmother taught me how to do it. I said, well, I'm sorry. I'm sure your grandmother is a fine woman, but she's also wrong. He proceeded to swear at me and leave the room.
Thank you, Ken. My grandmother's teaching things. Come here, son. Sit over here while I tell you all my secrets about toilet paper. Man. No, Grandma. No, thank you.
Oh, boy, I must have missed that day.
We'll finish up with Steph in Park Ridge on the Score.
Hi, guys. About 25 years ago, I was trying to remember a TV show for my childhood with cartoons, and I insisted included a hippo. My friend realized about 5 years later I was probably talking about the banana splits. So for 20 years, we've had an argument whether or not there was a hippo on the banana splits.
Oh, man. Well, there was like an elephant-looking guy. It was Flegel and Bingo and Drooper and Snorky, who was the elephant guy. I think two of them were dogs. There was the elephant guy, and I don't know, not the elephant man. I am not an animal. I'm not sure. Man. I'm not sure what the
stuff.
I'm kind of curious about that. All right, Dan Durkin breaks down the conference championship for us.
Help us
next on the Score.
Hi, everybody. It's Pat Hughes. The Cubs had a dramatic season in 2015. This season could be even better. Theo Epstein and his staff were very aggressive, acquiring some new players like Jason Hayward, Ben Zobrist, and John Lackey. They'll join Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant, Addison Russell, Kyle Schwarber, and the rest of the young Cubs stars. It's a great time to be a Cubs fan. Make sure to listen to every game right here on 670 The Score, the new radio home for Cubs.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Back? Well, that's absolutely correct. And those are just a few of the vast array of African cichlids that are on sale this January at Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish. 21% off all freshwater fish, 21% off all saltwater fish, 21% off all placostomus, 21% off all live coral, and get this, 21% off all live rock and inverts. Why 21% off instead of the usual 20% off? Why not? So why not sashay into Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish? Whether you're after a Maxima clam or a powder blue tang, or just sprucing up your aquarium for the playoffs, no worries, Scott's got you covered. That's Oak Park Natural Pet on Harlem, just north of Madison and Oak Park, where you always find more fish.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentists, licenses, and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
CBS Wednesday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Oh, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Wednesday or stream it live or on demand.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hug it, chug it, football!
Dan Durkin.
The best human talent there is.
Breaking down the X's and O's.
It's like holding Jell-O, it's a tough job.
Dan Durkin.
That's exactly what you hope to hear.
Dan Durkin with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 4:41 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, when it comes to breaking down football games and getting to the bottom of things, nobody's better than our next guest.
And he usually does it with the Bears involved.
So you get nothing there. I mean, the Bears, you break them down, everybody breaks them down. But now,
it's always more fun when we have teams that are better and more interesting than the Bears.
Good at football.
Which is what we have. Dan Durkin is on Twitter, at DJ Durkin. You can read his stuff at 670thescore.com. He joins us now on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline, now open in Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood. All right, so where do you want to start, Dan?
Let's start with the Patriots and the Broncos, because I think I want to talk a little bit more about the Cardinals and the Panthers.
All right, so AFC, you've got teams where there's, you know, we've seen a lot of these teams, we've seen a lot of these guys, but what do you see?
You know what, it's so interesting when I look at this, because the teams weren't exactly the same the last time they met. So it was a great Sunday night game in Week 12 when these guys played. I mean, that was one of the best games of the season, I would say. But you didn't have Julian Edelman playing for the Patriots. That's the game Gronkowski got hurt. You know, Peyton Manning wasn't playing in that game. That was a game that Brock Osweiler was playing. So the pieces are different. But I think that, I think that the teams are going to try and attack each other still the same way. When you look at how the Patriots are going to approach this Denver team, they can really, you know, Denver can really get after the quarterback. There's no doubt about it. And then they can play complementary coverage behind that, because they have three guys in Aqib Talib, Roby, and then Chris Harris that can match up with most teams. But to me, it still comes down to how these teams choose, or how Wade Phillips chooses to defend Rob Gronkowski and Julian Edelman, because now you can have these guys both at full strength. So it's going to be a real cat and mouse game to me. So I think that the central figure for me, at least what I'm going to key on, is where the Patriots are lining up Gronkowski and how they're using him to get pre-snap coverage indicators. Are they going to flex him out? Are they going to, you know, line him up in the wing and then actually, you know, maybe bring him out to the perimeter and make him the number one receiver and see if a guy travels with him, or if the team just adjusts, and what those Brady's going to know very quickly if he's dealing with a zone defense or if he's dealing with man-to-man coverage. So that cat and mouse game is very interesting to me. But what's so striking about the Broncos is there's such a predictable offense with Peyton Manning under center, and it's so strange to see that. Like, you go back and watch the tape from last week, it's basically when he's in shotgun, they're throwing the ball. When he's under center, they're running the ball. I mean, the numbers were staggering. It was like 80% of the time they were in the shotgun, they threw it, and like 75% of the time he was under center, they ran it. So I think that that's one key that the Patriots are definitely going to be able to focus in on this week. But the Broncos ran the ball really well last time that these guys played, so I think that you're going to see the Patriots not too worried about being beat deep. I think that you're going to see a lot of safeties in the box to help out and run support, and they're going to try and put the game on Peyton Manning and make him beat them down the field. I don't think he's going to be able to do that.
You know, I don't either, and I guess that's the popular thing, Dan, but I think that, I mean, I need to hear you say that, because I don't know. I mean, sometimes I watch him, it seems okay, and the last time I saw him, I didn't think anything of him, even in victory. And, you know, their defense is strong. Their defense is still pretty good, so.
Do you think he'd be starting this game if his name wasn't Peyton Manning, if they were just actually looking at practice and going with the guy who looked readiest to play?
You know, between the two, I think that what they're thinking is, my answer quickly is yes, and then my explanation is, I think that they think he could be a better game manager than Brock Osweiler, and that's really, I think, what they're looking for this week, is a guy who can manage the game, keep it close, and then potentially get into a situation where their defense can win the game for them. But again, the thing you worry about when you play the Patriots is, it becomes a possession thing. If they get a possession ahead of you, now all of a sudden you need to play catch up with your offense, and I'm not sure if they're going to be able to do that. But the thing with Osweiler is, he was turning the ball over at just as, you know, great of a rate as Manning was. The Broncos were the only team to make the playoffs that had a negative turnover ratio, and they actually had the worst one in the league this year. So this is a team that struggled all season with giving the opposing offense extra possessions. So I think that when you look at this team and you look at their approach this week, they trust Peyton to be able to identify blitzes. The Patriots brought a lot of delayed interior blitzes the last time these two teams played. I think you'll see a lot of that as well. I think you want to speed up Peyton's timing as much as you can. So I think that they still trust his ability to do that, and I think they still trust him to potentially be more careful with the ball. But to your point, Terry, and to your point, Dan, you just don't see the zip and the velocity on those passes anymore. So, I mean, if he's making up his mind, you know where he's going with the ball. That cornerback now has a different advantage, because the ball's just not getting out there as quick, and it definitely doesn't have the same velocity. So this, to me, guys, it could either be, I picked it to be a touchdown game. I think the Patriots win by a touchdown. I would not be surprised if this game gets out of hand if the Patriots are able to jump on them early.
All right, and then the one you really like. You seem to be looking forward to Carolina. Oh, I love my Carolina Panthers and Arizona.
Yeah, what's so interesting to me about these two teams is stylistically and schematically, they are polar opposites. When you talk about, you know, the Arizona Cardinals are this high-flying, vertical, down-the-field, pass-oriented offense. They have three fantastic receivers. They have a quarterback that's playing as well as any quarterback in the league. You know, they really try and attack. There's always a deep shot that's built mm-hmm. into Carson Palmer's reads. They put so much stress over the top of a defense. And then when you flip the ball to the opposite side and you think about their defense, this is an attacking, aggressive, blitzing hybrid. They play multiple coverages because they have a player like Patrick Peterson that they don't need to provide safety help and protect that cornerback. You don't need to worry about him on that side of the field. That allows them to be so creative with the levels and the angles that they bring their blitzes from with their front seven. So, and then you flip that and you think about the Panthers. This is one of the most diverse run schemes in the NFL. You know, Cam Newton's obviously very dangerous. Tolbert, Jonathan Stewart, they run a lot of zone read. They run a lot of speed option. I mean, they're going to hit you so many different ways with physical runs, but they're also going to let you dictate where they should go with the ball with their runs. And then defensively, this is pretty much a static zone coverage team that just has some elite athletes that can play in certain roles, like a Thomas Davis, like a Luke Kuechly. So, I mean, to me, this is just such a contrast in style. So I'm very interested to see how this game plays out. I think I was on with you guys maybe like week 10 when the Panthers were still undefeated at that point in time. And I told you then that I still thought Arizona was the best team in the NFC. And I still believe that heading into this weekend. I just think that they create so many matchup issues for the Panthers. If you're going to give Carson Palmer and Bruce Arians static cover four, cover three, and cover two looks, they're going to be able to come up with route combinations to know exactly where guys are going to be. So if their front five can hold up, I think that this game is also another game where I like the Cardinals in. So two road teams I like this weekend.
I was just going to say, that's, I mean, by the time you break it down, I guess the home field advantage doesn't mean much. I just wonder about field conditions and everything that's going on in Carolina. What we know about the weather, does that change anything?
It could, because, I mean, you know, you've seen, especially last week against the Packers, the last time the Packers and the Cardinals played each other, the Cardinals ran the ball at will on the Packers. So the Packers made some nice adjustments. They really took David Johnson completely out of that game. So now all of a sudden you're talking about what can they look at on film? What do the Packers do? Were they being the Panthers? How do they fit the run? Where do they bring extra support? Did they insert on the weak side of the formation? Did they insert on the strong side of the formation with their safeties as they were bringing it on? How do they play with their linebackers? Who is their force guy? So they're going to look at that stuff and be able to adopt that. So if it does get into a situation where it affects the passing game, that certainly tilts it in favor of the Panthers.
I think the other thing I can't tell, Dan, is how much the finger or whatever he has that's ailing him, Carson Palmer. I mean, the ball didn't look right the other day when he was throwing it. And you're right, they attack. They did it to the Bears. They did it to everybody they played. If you're down to them 14-7, it's going to be 35-7 in a little bit. But I wasn't sure of him throwing the ball. He just didn't look like Carson Palmer.
He didn't look right, Terry, and he was very conservative, which was strange. You know, this is a guy that usually reads the field high to low. What I mean by that is he's looking at his top read and then bringing the ball down to his safer reads as he goes through his progressions. It was just the opposite against the Packers. You saw him very, very content with just checking the ball down into the flats or just, you know, hitting intermediate routes, which is very uncharacteristic of him. The one play that I just couldn't get over was the interception that he threw in the end zone to the pass to John Brown. It's just a pass that was completely unnecessary. You were about to at least kick a field goal, and you throw kind of like a jump ball with not a lot of velocity on it to a guy who's 5'9". So I think that was a situation where I did wonder, like, maybe this guy isn't 100% healthy, but I'm sure he's going to be ready in some way or another, whether it's a little assistance that they give to him to loosen that thing up. But the weather's the only factor that I think could affect this game this weekend. But, you know, I've doubted Cam Newton, and I've doubted the Panthers at other times this season. I thought last week that Seattle would be a team to beat them. They continually show up, and I think a lot of that has to do with the job that Ron Rivera and Sean McDermott have done with that team this year. They're consistently prepared to play, and I think that as teams do give more attention to that run game, Cam Newton's clearly proven he can beat you over the top. He's throwing the ball as well as he ever has in the pocket this season.
I want to go back to something you said about Gronkowski in the other game and using him in motion as a coverage indicator, as a way to get a little pre-snap intelligence because of what they do for him. And I think regardless of what you do for him, you're in trouble because
correct.
He's going to be faster than the bigs and he's going to be bigger than the fast guys in a way that Brady's going to be able to exploit. But take us through exactly what this might look like here. I mean, I know people see somebody in motion and you can disguise a coverage by having someone follow him, even if that person is trying to race back to his own spot, if you trust their veteran instincts and physical ability to do that. But how much is it going to be Brady looking for a matchup elsewhere? elsewhere, and how much of that little pre-snap indication is going to be all about how am I going to get it actually to Gronkowski?
Yeah, so a lot of those coverage indicators are, you know, so I know who isn't open early in the down rather than I know who is open. So in that situation, maybe you'll see him lined up on the wing, and then maybe he'll fake like he's going to go down in a three-point stance, and all of a sudden he's standing up. Now he's flexed out into a two-point stance out there on the perimeter. And if somebody travels with him, that's a clear man indicator. That means that that person has left his zone, his responsibility there as one of the end men on the defensive line of scrimmage. Now he's traveled out to the boundary. He's traveled out closer to the sidelines, so that means that that's a man coverage indicator, and you'll probably see a little bit of adjustments from the safeties behind him. Now all of a sudden you know that maybe that's going to change the type of route you're going to run. Does he have a safety over the top in a cover two look, or does he have a safety single high in a cover three look?
There better be a safety over the top bracketing him. I'd say, or I'm an idiot defensive coordinator, I'll tell
right.
you that.
And so now all of a sudden it gets back to what I was just talking about. Now all of a sudden you have a two over one situation, so you have two defenders over one receiver, so now you have a single on the opposite side of that formation.
So that could be a slant, that could be a go.
Option route, whatever it is that you want from there. So it's basically at that point in time is now, do I want to work the inside trips, maybe on the opposite, maybe it's a 3-by-1 where he's the one now on the opposite side. Do I want to work the inside receiver, maybe a Danny Amendola or a Julian Edelman against the linebacker here on an option route? Do I want to hit maybe a double slant? That's one of the Patriots' favorite things to do. They'll try either like a vertical. You saw him scoring it last week. They did that little stop and go with Gronkowski. They'll do that on the front side, then on the back side, they'll give a mirrored look on the back to where he's got two guys running the same route, so it's basically which one do I feel more comfortable throwing. So I loved seeing that last week. I think the Patriots threw about 25 of their first 27 snaps against the Chiefs, and so many of those things, that was against a really good defense too, but a lot of it was how they used their formations, where they put Gronkowski. Brady knew immediately where he wanted to go with the football, and it's that type of game plan I see them putting this week against an equally strong defense in Denver.
Just to show you what a dope I am about all this and why we need you. I mean, this whole thing, what they're still doing is still from Charlie Weiss. I mean, this entire offense is still him. It's still what he did way back when he was with the Patriots. You know, it's been a few touches here and there. Josh McDaniels did some stuff. But basically, Dan, it's the same damn thing. We've seen it forever. I mean,
the difference is that the decided schematic advantage that Weiss talked about is actually provided by the quarterback and not the coordinator.
That's probably right.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. And then the talent that they have running it in there. But, I mean, they were doing it back in the day with guys like, you know, like David Patton and, you know, like guys that you just really never thought. And they were still winning games doing it. But, yeah, it's that Earhart Perkins system where you're basically giving concepts to where you have a true read on the front side, and then on the back side it's just kind of like a safer throw when you get to maybe number three or number four in your progression. So it's that type of cerebral approach that, you know, really separates Tom Brady and what the Patriots do from a lot of the other teams. But I'm not going to discount Wade Phillips. He's a fantastic defensive coordinator. He's one of the better ones in the league. So again, it comes down to me is how they're going to use Gronk, and then are the Broncos going to match up Aqib Talib, or are they going to be content to leave, you know, Darian Stewart, one of their safeties, on him. So the key in on that matchup this week, and I think it's really going to give you an idea of where Brady wants to go with the football.
Football fans cannot say that they were not well informed about these two games that we are going to have on Sunday. Both games right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Dan Durkin, thank you as always.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dan.
That was really good stuff. And do you want to get to your Trent Green stuff now that we have a little bit of time?
Yeah, we'll play it coming out top of the hour. They'll explain and play a little bit. It's about a 5-minute chunk of Trent Green.
And then get some reaction. Chunk. All right, sounds good, because he was on The Score earlier today, so it's worth revisiting. Keep it here. Yep. You got The Score.
The Text Zone on 670 The Score is presented to you by Grossinger.com. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.com.
From the amazing mind of Greg Berlanti, the creative force behind superhero smash hits Arrow and The Flash, comes television's next epic series, DC's Legends of Tomorrow.
I started this alone, and I had every intention of keeping it that way. But sometimes the world needs a team.
The most anticipated new series begins.
You aren't just heroes. You're legends.
DC's Legends of Tomorrow, series premiere tonight on The CW.
Looking at credit card debt, and with that, interest on top of interest. Well, you can stop that cycle. You can't return the gifts you gave to others. But for resolution number one for 2016, you can handle your holiday bills, and you can do this with an unsecured loan through Avant. They make borrowing simple, convenient, and quick. Avant is one loan, one monthly payment, and zero hassles. You don't have to get a bunch of documents together and get stuff notarized and bring a whole box of things down to a bank branch either.
You just go to AvantOffer.com and check your rate. Checking your rate is risk-free, no effect on your FICO score, and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. Right now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. So start your year off right. Go to AvantOffer.com and enter promo code SCORE. That's AVANTOffer.com, promo code SCORE. AvantOffer.com, promo code SCORE. Loans made by WebBank. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hyundai is now the official car of the NFL, and three big reasons why are the Sonata, Elantra, and Santa Fe Sport. The 2015 Sonata was named an Edmunds.com top-rated vehicle and offers class-exclusive amenities like an available hands-free smart trunk and advanced safety features like lane departure warning. Not to be outdone, the Elantra is the compact that's packed with an available 7-inch touchscreen nav, rear-view camera, and remote start right from your phone. And the Santa Fe Sport? It's been named a 10 best SUV under 25K by Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com 3 years in a row. Want more for your scouting report? All three vehicles received 5-star overall safety ratings from the NHTSA. And every Hyundai is backed by Hyundai Assurance